It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. If you can see the number on your screen, please call and somebody will pray for you. God is doing miracles. People are getting healed, delivered, and set free. So please call. If the number is busy, keep on calling. Sometime you may get the recording. And after the program, we check the people who call, and sometimes we call them back, and if this calling from different country, we just pray for them. The point I'm making, this program is designed just for you, the listeners. Last program we learned about the one man was deaf and was not able to speak, and Jesus used his spit on his tongue and loosened his tongue. And the other man was blind, and then Jesus Christ spat on his eyes and touched him and healed him. And even though he could not see properly at that particular time, he did it, touched him again, and the man was healed. The point I'm making, our God is a healer. Today, we are going to learn about another man. God, Jesus Christ, used his spit to heal this man also. This man's story is given in St. John's Gospel, chapter 9. It's a long chapter and a long story. But you can read the whole chapter, but I'm just telling you the things happen within verse 1 to verse 7. And so here the Jesus Christ and his disciples, they were coming, and this man was begging. And this man was blind from the birth. This is the only man in the Bible we'll read. He was blind from the birth. And so disciples were a little bit concerned. They asked Jesus a question. Why this man became blind? Because of his sin or his parent committed sin? Jesus Christ could have said, well, Adam committed sin, and because of Adamic sin, that every sin came into this world, and maybe this is part of it. But Jesus didn't go into detail. He simply said, not because of his sins or his parents' sins, but God's glory is going to manifest in his life. And that's why this happened. And so when Jesus Christ took a dirt or dust, spat on him, and just made the clay, and applied on the man's both eyes, and told him to go to Shiloh and wash it up. Now he said that Shiloh means the scent. And I was thinking, who sent? This was maybe in the mind of God. There is one day will come and Jesus Christ will touch this man and send him to wash. And that's the reason they gave the name. And so he went there and he washed the clay, and immediately he got healed and he was able to walk. And he came and people start saying, hey, this man looks like that blind man. Other people said, oh no, he is not the blind man, you know. This man, the blind man, was from birth blind, and he is begging somewhere. He cannot be walking in this area. So if this man would have kept quiet, hey, why I have to say I was blind? Because so many people, when they get healed, they don't want to testify. They get embarrassed. But this man said, hey, that's me. Say, how you got healed? He said, oh, one man made the clay and put it on my eyes and told me to go and wash it off, and I did, and I got healed. People say, oh, you had to go and tell these Pharisees what happened. And say, they told the Pharisees, they came and said, hey, how did he get healed? He told them. He said, we don't believe that man can heal. Who is that man? Could you tell us? He said, I don't know the man. because he did not know that was Jesus. But we'll let you know, later on Jesus met him. Then he said, okay, we'll call his parents and they might testify. And they called the parents, and there was a rule in that particular town. If somebody believes Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, and those people are Jewish, they can be cast out from the synagogue. And nobody will keep any contact with them. So they called the parents and they said, hey, is this your son? They said, yes, sir. This is our son. And he was blind. And now he sees. But we don't know how he got healed, who healed his eyes. We don't know that. But we are sure he was blind once, means from the birth. So these people start asking him again and again questions. And so this man gave testimony many times, but these people were not satisfied. Finally, they said, you know, that man who healed your eyes, he's a sinner. He said, I don't think any sinner can heal somebody's eyes. They said, what do you think this man is? He said, he's a prophet. Without seeing Jesus Christ, this man proclaimed to these people, no one has power to heal the blind eyes. Only the God's prophet can do it. Only God can do it. But these people cast him out of the synagogue. That means he said, you are no more Jewish. Get out of here. When Jesus saw this, this man might be depressed. So Jesus met him. And then he said to him, do you know who healed you? He said, no. Then Jesus Christ says, I am the Lord. And he's heard his voice. And he knew this is the man healed me. And then he worshipped Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ didn't say, do you know, I took the clay, I put it on your eyes, and I send you. Didn't say anything. Just had sympathy on him. Even the synagogue people tell you to get out. But I love you. I'm the one healed you. He heard his voice. As I said earlier, blind people can recognize a voice and they remember. And so he heard the voice of Jesus Christ. And then remember, this is the man touched me and told me to go and heal. Jesus Christ took the spit, made the clay. Do you know the man was made by the clay? The word of God says, God took the dust. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, triune God created mankind. If you read the first St. John chapter 1, verses 1 to 3, the word of God says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and everything was created by him and for him. And so the Jesus Christ created everything. And so Jesus Christ knew that how to make a clay and how to make a man and breathe on him, and the man can be living soul. And so he made the clay, put it on his eyes, and he said, maybe this man was born this way, so the God's work should be manifested. So what the God's work? God is a healer. God is a creator. God can create anybody's eyes. God can create anybody's foot. There was a man and his leg was cut off from his knee or a little bit below. And the man of God was praying in a Bombay city. And this man said, can God give me a new leg? He said, go and put your foot in a shoe and come back. Now, he didn't have the shoe. He just tried to put his, amputated leg and tried to put it on a shoe, and his leg grew and foot came. And then he came and he said, God gave me a brand new foot. This is one time, but this happened many times, I heard. God can extend your hand, he can extend your foot, crooked hand can be healed, crooked leg can be healed, a bend over body can be healed, tumor can be healed, any disease you can name. There is nothing impossible with God. God did not say to anybody, this is difficult for me. He is a creator. That's what I said. When your watch is bad, you go to the watchmaker or the watch repairman. Your car is not running, you go to the mechanic. If your body is not functioning properly, who is the mechanic? Who created your body? Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ created man. He has authority. He knows everything about you. Each and every part of your body, he knows. One day I told you there was a man and he was against Christ. He told me, show me your God and I can shoot him or I can tie him to my bed. I said, sir, our God is a spirit. You cannot tie him down, but the day will come when you're lying in your bed, I will ask you the same question. Do you want to see Jesus now? And the time came. He was in the hospital, dying, so much pain. And he remembered, he told somebody to call Pastor Peter. I went there. I said, sir, you remember? You said, show me a Jesus and I'm going to tie him to my bed and I'll kill him. I said, you want to see him now? He said, no, I'm sorry. Just pray and I'll be healed. I touched him and immediately pain left. He came to church. He got saved. He got baptized and he became a believer. So the point I'm making, there is nothing impossible. The people who went against Christ, there was a man, he said, I don't believe in any God. And I did some business with him and I gave my business card. He threw away. He said, take your card. I don't need it. I don't believe in any God. I said, the day will come and you will need Jesus. 3 years later, the man comes and knocked at the church door and I said, sir, what can I do for you? He said, do you remember me? I said, no, sir. So he took the card and he said, You recognize this card? I said, yes. He said, you gave it to me. I threw it out. You didn't take it. But now I need Jesus. It's a long story. He described me his sickness and disease. He was the Communist Party leader. But I told him, Jesus is the healer. I touched him. I prayed for him. I told him to go have a checkup. But thank God he was completely healed. And then one day, I was walking with him in the hospital. The doctor came and said to him, this is a man of God, he's a pastor, and you are the Communist Party leader. You don't believe in any God. How you became friend? He said, he told the story, and he said, if there is any God, there is only one God, Jesus Christ, who healed me. See, even though you are a non-believer, or you are against Christ, but Jesus loves you. He wants to heal you. He wants to deliver you. He wants to set you free. Look at this blind man. Was a born blind man, but he was so bold. He was trying to testify and telling these Pharisees, do you want to be a follower of Jesus Christ? Do you want to believe Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? He was not afraid. Even though his mother and father said, if we say we know Jesus healed him, they will be cast out the synagogue. So they didn't say it. But he had no fear. He said, I believe that no man can heal without he is from God or he is the prophet of God. So once God heals you, you go and tell somebody. You should not be ashamed of Christ. The word of God says, I'm not ashamed of Christ because he gives you power to witness, to tell others. Nobody's telling me to preach and teach and tell others about Jesus Christ. I came from the Hindu country. They have 33 million gods, but not a single god was able to help me. Jesus Christ the God, the Savior, He visited me. And this blind man you saw, born blind, God healed. One day I was walking on the street and there is a Muslim man begging for money. I said, "Sir, silver and gold I have none." He said, "What do you have?" I said, "I was blind, literally blind. Jesus healed me and now I can see." The same God wants to heal you. He said, "Oh, Jesus is the prophet. He's not a God, or he's not a son of God." I said, "You believe Jesus is a prophet, but still you are blind. If you believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God, He came to die on the cross of Calvary. He wants to heal you. He healed me, and today I'm His witness." I said, "I'll give you 5 minutes." And Spirit of God told me to pray for him. That's why I was talking to him. And I told him the same way, like a Peter, "Silver and gold I have none. Look at my finger. I don't have any golden ring or anything. I'm a married man." And the Peter also was a married man. "I'm not worried about silver and gold. I have Jesus Christ." And I said to him, "Jesus will heal you. And if you want prayer, raise your hand." And I was praying in my spirit, "Lord, let him raise his hand." And he raised both of his hands. I went and put my thumb on his eyes. And in the name of Jesus, I cast the blind net out. And I said, "Lord Jesus, let him be healed." And I took my hands off and I said, "Sir, could you open your eyes and see?" He said, he stood. He said, "Wow, I can see car. I can see people." And he started jumping for joy. And I said, "If I tell somebody, nobody's going to believe." And there was a man, not 10, 15 feet away. He was watching what I was doing. He came running. He says, "Sir, I was Hindu. I became Christian. I started reading Bible and so many miracles. But I never saw one miracle. Today, I can see and I can witness with my own eyes. I see this blind man every day. But you prayed for him and today he is able to see." In that town, I had 3 days special meeting. And hundreds of people came and God did signs and wonders and miracles. Look at this. This man was blind and Muslim. But I was not against Muslim or against Hindu or against anybody. God loves everybody. John chapter 3, St. John chapter 3 verse 16, he says, "God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." Some other people thinking that we are their enemies. They don't want us to go to their town. They don't want our Bible. They don't want our teaching. Not a single person, the prophet of God, a man of God, go to some other countries to destroy them. We see in the Old Testament, like Jonah or some other people, they were going to destroy the countries and destroy the people. God is love. God sent his Son to tell the whole world that God loves you. And I'm telling you, Jesus loves you. If you are Muslim, you are Hindu, you are Jewish, or you are having no religion. Just like I told you, the man was agnostic. He didn't believe in God. He was a Communist Party leader. But Jesus set him free. And so, what's your problem? There is nothing impossible with God. God can heal you. God can deliver you. God can set you free. I have seen people, they came to me and said, "Oh, we are worse sinners and I don't think God can forgive us." God will forgive every sin. Not only forgiving, he will wash, cleanse, and there will be no record of your sins. Your sin will go deep down to the ocean and never come back. Then some people say, "Oh, if I commit again sin," he will give you supernatural power to not to commit sin. But intentionally or unknowingly, if you did something and somebody say, "Oh, you did this, you did that, you said that," you should say, "I'm sorry," and ask forgiveness. Jesus will forgive your sins. But Jesus doesn't give you the license to commit sin. You remember the lady was brought to Jesus Christ and she was caught in the prostitute? What Jesus says? Who are those accusers? She said, they are gone. He said, I'm not accusing you, but go and sin no more. So that's what Jesus said. When I gave my life to Jesus Christ, I repented of my sin, and I did not repeated those sins again. God set me free. The word of God says, ye shall know the truth, and truth shall set you free. And if Jesus sets you are free indeed. You don't have to untangle again the yoke of bondage. If you are smoking, drinking, gambling, mesmerizing, doing all kinds of evil things, come to Jesus and see He can give you supernatural power. Some people say, coming to Jesus is no fun. I tell you, there is a much more fun, much more joy, much more peace in Jesus than anywhere else. People have sin and they feel guilty. Show me one person says, I commit sin, I don't feel guilty. That person will not be the doing first time. When they do sins all the time, then they have calluses. But anything you do first, you will know. God will warn you, this is bad. But whatever, even though you have calluses, God can remove those calluses. He can completely change you. Sickness, disease, pain, suffering, poverty, anything you are going through, call upon Jesus. He wants to set you free and He wants to bless you. I'm doing this program just for you. I want you to be bold enough to tell somebody, I was a sinner. I was doing all kinds of sin. You don't have to explain every detail, but you have to say, I was a sinner, I'm saved by grace, and I want you to know I am not the same man. When then people want to see what God can do for them. We are here to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. There are people, they don't want Bible in their country, but there is sin in their country. The people do not want Jesus in the country, a sin in the country. In our America, we had the Bible in the school and children were doing great. They took the Bible out. Now the children taking guns, they're taking knives, they're taking drugs, and worse things are happening. I'm telling children and I'm telling people, train them as they are little babies. Even though they are in the womb, lay hand on the baby and talk to the baby from the childhood. You remember John the Baptist was only 5 months old or 6 months old. And Mary's greeting, the child heard and jumped for joy. So your children, you can train them. And once you train your children, they will be grown people, a grown up man or woman, serving the Lord and doing the Lord's work. I'm thankful to God. I train my children in the Lord. Today my children, my grandchildren, they are serving the Lord. I am grateful. And so, point I'm making, would you like to give your heart to Jesus Christ? Would you like to have peace and joy in your hand? I'm sorry, in your heart and in your family, in your life? Then do something. Say, Lord Jesus, please come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Touch me, Lord, and heal me for your glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. If you prayed this prayer from your heart, no matter what kind of sin you committed, your sins are forgiven. Your name is written in heaven. You are a new creation. And you all belong to God. No sickness, no disease can come to your dwelling. As long you keep this temple holy, the devil has no power to bring any sickness and disease. I told you many times, the enemy comes to kill, steal and destroy. Jesus said, I have come to give you life and more abundant life. That is in John chapter 10, verse 10. Enjoy the glorious life. Enjoy the abundant life of Jesus Christ and live prosperously, happy and joyful. Let the whole world see you and say, wow, you were so much, you were like homeless and bankrupt and having so many sickness and disease. What happened? Then you have testimony. There are people living for Jesus Christ. That's why I'm here to tell you, when you get healed, tell somebody. I'm going to pray for you. If you gave your heart to Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. When the sin is out, then sickness and disease can be healed. Just call upon Jesus and say, with me, touch your body or touch somebody and say, Lord Jesus, please touch me, heal me, deliver me, set me free, and let me live for your glory. I'm going to tell somebody what Jesus Christ has done. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Once you prayed this prayer and asked God to touch you and heal you, He already touched you, He already healed you. And you might be thinking, but I'm not healed yet. Remember one time I said, I don't know in this program or so, but I said to my church member many times, one man after prayer, he was shaking and he said, people, I'm healed, I'm healed. And people are laughing. He said, don't laugh, I'm healed. And he started doing like that. Within a few seconds or few minutes, he stopped doing everything, and that sickness never came back. See, this man believed in his heart that I am healed, and he was healed. So don't look at outside situation. The healing starts from your heart. When you prayed from your heart, God has already healed you. Now you can go and tell somebody, go to church and testify, go to doctor and have a checkup, or tell your friends, call somebody, say, somebody was praying for me and I'm healed. God has started a good work and He's going to complete it. Now the time is almost gone. Now may God richly bless you and use you more and more for His glory. I'm going to give you a request. Please tell some other people. Call us, write to us, and we'll be more than happy. We have the CDs made on Born Again, Water Baptism, and so many others. Call us and we'll be able to give it to you free. Okay, time is almost gone. God bless you now.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.